I'm looking for a car.
Look out, ladies. Mater's fitting to get funky.
How'd you like to come and see the world with me?
You mean it?
The World Grand Prix. Three races, two continents, but only one winner.
Ka-chow!
There's an American liaison under deep cover.
No more arigato!
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Okay, here's the deal. Pixar makes another sequel with its cast of internal combustion characters in Cars 2. Lightning McQueen heads off to the World Grand Prix and takes rusted redneck tow truck Mater with him. While Lightning McQueen is racing, Mater gets swept up in an international spy ring. Cars 2 doesn't have the heart and character growth of the first film and other Pixar classics, but in a way I applaud that. Rather than fabricating a rift between characters, it plays out with familiar faces and voices in a fluffy, fun adventure. In this way, it actually stays true to the original spirit of Cars. The animation is brilliant, as always with Pixar, and it's pretty cool in 3D. Sure, if you can't stand Larry the Cable Guy, you're going to complain, but I can't think of a better actor to play a goofy, stupid, bucktoothed tow truck. Cars 2 may not be the best Pixar film ever made, but it's a lot of fun. I love the retro 60s spy feel to it, and my kids had a blast. Cars 2 gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.